everybody. Welcome back.
What's up, guys? Well, today we've got two guests on the show, and we're discussing an awesome partnership to promote sustainable tourism throughout Arizona. Sustainable tourism is a concept we take pretty seriously here, and regular listeners might remember one of our past episodes where we discussed this concept in detail with Christine Vogt from ASU. And today we're going to dive even deeper with another board member.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So we have Debbie Johnson and Andrew Leary here. Debbie was the is the executive director of the Arizona Tourism Office. She spent over two decades working in the tourism industry in Arizona, where she served as president and CEO of the Arizona Lodging and Tourism Association and Valley Hotel and Resort Association. She served as director of the State Tourism Department since 2015, and she also serves on many different local, state, and national boards, including the State Parks Board. So we're excited to have her here. And Andrew is the National Outreach Manager at Leave No Trace. He manages Leave No Trace for Every Kid, the national youth initiative that reaches young people in camps, schools, scouts, and after-school settings. And he oversees curriculum and program development with the center's youth-serving partners. Welcome, Andrew and Debbie. We're excited to have you here.
Great to be here.
Excited to be here.
Man, I think it's really cool and about this partnership, you know, and what I learned in researching a little bit beforehand is that we're only the second state to make a partnership like this. And can you guys kind of go into detail about the partnership and what it means to Arizona and what LNT is and just maybe just elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Well, I'll start with the partnership and why we decided to work with Leave No Trace, and then I'll let Andrew talk specifically about Leave No Trace. But, you know, for us in Arizona, we had planned to do this and become part of Leave No Trace. But then when the pandemic hit and we saw so many people outside, more people than ever, people trying to get out and enjoy the outdoors, we also saw kind of some pictures of trash and people not taking care of the trails and things like that. So we really accelerated our partnership just to really create this education opportunity for people about what they can do to help. Because we realized, you know, pretty early on that people aren't knowingly kind of disregarding the rules or not doing things they're supposed to do. They just don't know. So it's upon us to educate people and to let them know what they can do. And most of the time, people really want to do the right thing. So Leave No Trace really gave us this opportunity to simplistically educate people in a way that works for Arizona. And that's what we love about it. And I'll let Andrew tell you all about Leave No Trace because it's the most amazing program.
Well, Debbie, I'm glad you mentioned education because that's really Leave No Trace's foundation. The Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics, who's the nonprofit that manages everything Leave No Trace that you've ever seen on public lands across the U.S., has built this foundation resting on education rather than regulation. So we really try and explain to people what is going on, why it's happening, so the science behind it, and then what they can do to help prevent these avoidable impacts. Leave No Trace is probably the most well-known stewardship program across parks and protected areas in the United States. And that certainly applies at the state level as well with all the great state park units that are in Arizona and Colorado to the north and a bunch of other states as well. So Arizona is the second state to have this very comprehensive partnership that was going to deliver education and effective messaging and really tap into the voice of visitors and residents alike to create something that, you know, puts that Arizona spin and lens on the Leave No Trace seven principles. So we're really excited to be able to work with a tourism office that has so many opportunities to reach visitors before they come to Arizona, which is crucial to minimizing our impacts when we can reach people before they arrive, before they start recreating. But it also helps to build this great coalition of partners across the state from local nonprofits and friends of groups to destination management organizations, Chamber of Commerce, all the way up to business and larger entities that serve the recreation industry in Arizona.
Yeah, it's really cool that we can have people from so many industries and sectors kind of promoting the same messaging. And I love the way that LNT has put this out there now, Appreciate Arizona, with the seven principles, because it's so easy to understand each of these principles. Do you mind elaborating a little bit on those for us?
Yeah, of course. So the Leave No Trace 7 principles are guidelines that help people make responsible decisions when recreating outdoors. And what originated from this backcountry setting, you know, being remote in a quote wilderness area for many weeks at a time and not seeing anybody, which was a one traditional form of outdoor recreation, has really evolved to take on the forefront of what today's majority recreation is, which is sometimes called front country recreation, but it's those day trips, nearby natural areas, car camping, maybe recreation when pets are involved, weekend backpacking trips. These almost always take place in these front country areas on public lands across Arizona and across the U.S. as well. So the 7 principles cover a number of important themes to help reduce avoidable impacts. The biggest one of them being planning ahead and preparing for a trip into the outdoors, no matter how short or how long it is. It's essential that this planning take place so that we can go into an area informed about what are the potential impacts from our hiking or biking or other activities that we might be engaged in, and what can we do to help prevent those from being these long-lasting big impacts that you hear about in the news or that end up closing parks. And what's so great is that planning ahead and preparing is so accessible to everybody who goes outdoors now because of technology, because of the internet, because of the age that we live in. So it's no longer tracking down the rare first edition guidebook to an area that you're seeking out. You know, you can go to social media, you can go to the Arizona Office of Tourism website, you can go to Leave No Trace, you can learn about all these areas, and it's literally at your fingertips. Other principles touch on some other kind of big cornerstone things, like why are trails important infrastructure in the outdoors that help to prevent damage to plants and vegetation? How disposal of litter, trash, and human waste helps to prevent the spread of disease and minimize impacts to the social experience of the outdoors? How to safely coexist with wildlife. That's a huge one, no matter where you are, but particularly crucial for Arizona. And another one that's crucial for Arizona is why responsible campfire practices can help prevent the massive wildfires that we've seen across Arizona in recent years. The majority of wildfires that take place in Arizona and across the West are human caused. And so these responsible campfire practices help to encourage campfires because that's part of many people's outdoor experiences, but in a responsible way that doesn't have long-lasting negative impacts to an area, to an economy, to people's way of lives.
You know, I just want to follow up on that, Andrew, because I think for Arizona, we've done 2 posters about being careful with fire, one relating more to campfires, one relating more to other ways that people can be safe to reduce sparks from off-road parking, throwing cigarettes out the car, things like that. We saw over 1 million acres burned in 2020, and it really does impact the visitor experience if people are trying to drive up north and the roads are closed or any kind of situations like that. So really letting people know what they can do to be safe with fire. It's the only one of our 7 principles that we've done 2 posters for, and we're seriously considering a third just because of the importance of the different types of fires that there can be out there.
Yeah, it really is. And especially as we head into summer and wildfire season, it's more important than ever. So kind of bouncing off of that, Debbie, can you tell us a little bit about how the Leave No Trace principles and the sustainable tourism practices kind of go together in this Appreciate AZ partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Andrew said it best. You know, we focused on first and foremost planning ahead and preparing. And we know here in Arizona that the heat becomes an issue and our visitors don't always understand that. So even something as simple as making sure you take water with you when you go hiking and how much water to take and making sure your footwear is prepared. I mean, it sounds so simple, but when people are coming in, especially our visitors, and we have so many new people moving to Arizona, I think it's those little reminders that sometimes can be as important as the big ones. And so that's been really important to us as we look at these, you know, principles, keeping them simple, keeping them factual, making sure that, you know, people trash your trash. Pretty simple, but it's making sure that whatever you pack in, you pack out. and why you need to do that. And, you know, I think it's just, again, those little things that people will remember and think about is what we hope is as they're out there, they're like, oh yeah, I need to take these water bottles back out with me. Or, oh, I definitely need to wear better footwear and good socks if I'm going to hike 3 miles, or whatever those situations are. And that's what we're hoping that these principles will help educate residents and visitors about.
And you're exactly right. It is all about education, because nobody out there wants to deliberately go out and destroy nature. You know, it's just they don't know. And we're really lucky to have rangers out at our parks that are very familiar with Leave No Trace principles. So if any listeners have questions about that, they're very approachable and they can go talk to one of the rangers to get some more information.
Yeah, that's great. And I had the opportunity to go up to one of the state parks recently and just had a great experience. Got to talk to one of the rangers myself about what kind of impact she was seeing in the park, what kind of things would be helpful to know. And so it was just a great experience for me to talk firsthand with someone who's in the parks day in and day out and learn how we can better help educate people before they even get to the park.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I've said it, I think I say it every episode, we have some of the best rangers in the business. I mean, our state park rangers are amazing. But we're not the only partners that are working with Appreciate AZ and Leave No Trace. Can you talk a little bit about all the other partnerships that are going on with this?
Yeah, you know, obviously Leave No Trace, when we spoke with them initially, they were so great and helped us so much. But we need partners also within our state. So we started out obviously with state parks, but also Arizona State Lands, our Game and Fish Department, and our Department of Transportation are all partners in this program, helping to share this message about the importance of taking care of our outdoors and again, what people can do. And you guys said it best. When I first started this process with Leave No Trace, and Andrew will tell you, like, I did not realize, I thought people were just being disrespectful. And I had to learn that people really just don't know. And that was something that I learned, that once people learn how to take care of the parks and how to take care of our outdoors, they most often will do it. And that's something that I didn't realize. So a great learning for all of us, I think, not just the people visiting, you know, the outdoors all the time.
I think you're right, Debbie, that idea of learning to take care of the outdoors, or what it means to take care of the outdoors. I think what's really crucial is that for most of us, that is not something that you learn overnight. That's not something you learn in one dose, so to speak. The idea of Appreciate AZ, Leave No Trace, stewardship, these are all values that come from the idea of respect, responsibility, caring. And we've all had introductions and lots of practice with that all throughout our lives, from when we were young people growing up with positive mentors in schools or our family units or religious institutions, like all of these entities that we've been bouncing in and out of throughout all of our lives have helped us to craft what it means to be respectful of other people, responsible for other people, responsible for areas or ideas, that type of thing. And the outdoors is no different. And so it takes time for people to learn that. I think Leave No Trace has been around for a very long time. And I think it's for many, it was a privilege to have learned Leave No Trace growing up because of outdoor experience that they had, but not everybody has that privilege. So I think that's important to acknowledge, and then provide opportunities for people to learn about it in organic ways. And Debbie mentioned a lot of great partners, and there are some other partner categories out there that I don't think a lot of people immediately think about when it comes to talking about minimizing outdoor recreation impacts, but that's totally the hotel, retail, and restaurant industries within Arizona that orbit the tourism world. Those are industries that effectively have customer interfacing staff interactions day in and day out. And so it's great that Appreciate AZ has all this print and digital collateral that's helping to remind people each time they're planning a trip to Arizona, each time they're traveling through the state. But it's also those human-to-human interactions with the server when you're getting breakfast before going hiking, the retail outfit that you might be renting some equipment from before you go into the outdoors, the hotel staff that you see at the end of your day when you come back from their hike and they can engage you a little bit about what did you see out there, and you know, how did seeing all that trash make you feel about being on the trail? So I think there's so much opportunity that goes beyond the traditional sense of what education in the outdoors means and who can contribute to that in a meaningful way.
Dude, that's a great point, because we've seen on social media and through interactions with some of, when we go out to the parks and talk to people, that since the Leave No Trace and Appreciate AZ messaging is relatively consistent, they're able to talk about it because they've been exposed to the messaging in the right way. And then they're excited to talk about it and share it with other people. So I think it's working.
Andrew's been great to do some webinars for us, and we've just started this process. But one of the next groups we want to talk to is the people at the hotels, the concierge, the front desk folks. Because you think about it, when you go stay at a hotel and you want to go hiking or you want to, you know, do a day trip, who do you talk to? You talk to the concierge or you talk to the person at the front desk. And we want to make sure that they understand what information to share. And again, remind those people about planning ahead, about taking enough water, about taking snacks, wearing right footwear, all of those things, about making sure that they're aware of kind of these principles and how to use those to educate their guests as well. So we're really excited about that opportunity. And again, Andrew's been so great to help us with these different webinars and education opportunities.
Oh, yeah. And I think people really underestimate the power of community and culture in Arizona, where if we are embodying these principles every day, whether it's the waitress or the concierge or whoever, we're really making that kind of the norm for us, that we're just inviting people in here and making sure that they know how to be here.
Hey, Randy, what you doing this weekend?
I don't know. Thinking about going up to Sedona to explore some trails.
That's awesome. You should stop by Red Rock State Park. Remember how much fun we had there last time?
Yeah, like when you tripped on a rock and I laughed?
Yeah, that was funny.
So besides making fun of you, what else can I do at Red Rock?
Well, you can hike, look for birds, watch wildlife. There's tons of deer and javelina up there.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and you should spend some time at the visitor center after exploring the park. It's a great place to cool down, and there's tons of interactive displays to check out.
All right, I'll do it.
Do it.
I will.
Good.
For more information about Red Rock State Park, head to azstateparks.com/redrock.
So essentially, Leave No Trace principles and Appreciate AZ is about recreating responsibly. And, you know, we try to keep the podcast relatively digestible and short, but I would love to discuss a few problems that could be mitigated by recreating responsibly outdoors.
This isn't a topic you can cover in 30 minutes, Neil.
I know. No, but that's why we can't cover it all.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah, I think, you know, it's just, I'm going to go back to some of the little things, some of the things people can do in terms of, that's what we're trying to let them know. Leave What You Find is a great example. People come in and they might leave a mark on a rock, not realizing that it's sacred ground. They might stack some of the smaller rocks because they've seen that happen. So it's just some of these little things, even protecting our cactus that are so important to Arizona. All of these little things make a big difference in this broader picture. Being respectful of people while you're on the trail, you know, if you have your pet with you, or if you're listening to music, just some of these little things make such a huge difference in making sure that other people have a great experience and that these lands and these opportunities to explore our great and beautiful Arizona lands are around for years and years to come.
Oh, yeah. And I think I really like how you said that about the cactuses, because I think people forget that we are part of the ecosystem. It is, you know, we're here too. and so like the impact that we can have is huge because we're part of it. We're affected by the parts of it that are being disrupted, and we can affect parts of it. So things like cactuses that are food for certain wildlife, they're homes for certain wildlife, they provide roots and shade and water to nearby plants. It's all so important. It's really that like circle of life moment.
That's a great way to put it.
I think some other opportunities that the Appreciate AZ Leave No Trace initiative is going to really help with in Arizona is to reduce impacts that ultimately rely on search and rescue to come in and help people out. And search and rescue is great, and everything that they do is absolutely essential, but their priority when they're called into an area is to help a human who's in distress or a group of humans who are in distress. And while there are some search and rescue outfits that are mindful of how to minimize their impacts while helping humans, largely speaking, if one person on Camelback is in need of search and rescue, there's a large team of people and their vehicles who go to help that human out, which inevitably cause more ecological impact indirectly as a result of outdoor recreation. So with such an emphasis on this idea of plan ahead and prepare, especially when it comes to the varied ecosystems in Arizona, the heat that many people may not be used to, the altitude that I think most people are unaware of exists in Arizona. I think for a lot of people, they don't conceptualize that there are some places that are at a higher altitude. And if you're coming from sea level or somewhere else, that can have a huge impact on you, especially if you've never felt it before, you're new to an area. So if we can help people understand why plan ahead is so crucial to help protect the ecology of the outdoors, but also keep themselves safe so that they don't get into a sticky situation, well, then we can minimize the costs associated with search and rescue. Search and rescue can focus on the people who are really in dire straits and need help, as opposed to people who just kind of got into a sticky situation because of lack of planning ahead and preparing.
Definitely. And the more we take care of ourselves, the more we take care of the world around us, especially coming up into summer as we hit, you know, the triple digit heat and wildfire season and all of that. It's so important to think ahead and bring enough water and to make sure you know what the restrictions are. I mean, there's always campfire restrictions and things like that in the parks and in any public land that you're visiting. So that plan ahead is really the most important thing, I think, that we can educate people about.
And, you know, we keep talking about these principles and these posters and things, but I want people to be able to see them and to see the principles themselves. And anyone can go to appreciateaz.com. All seven principles are there. The posters are there, as well as just kind of some very basic information about things that people can do day in and day out as they're looking to get outdoors and enjoy Arizona.
And those posters are absolutely awesome. I love that, the style that they're created in.
Yeah, that website is really...
They're so much fun. Right, and we used all Arizona images. So these aren't just, you know, kind of some random Instagram images. They're all from Arizona. So that's what I loved about them, is that we were able to take these beautiful Arizona images and make them a little more memorable, that people see these posters and think, wow. And we're hoping that that's what they remember when they are out and about. That's what they think about. Oh, I remember seeing that, and here's what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. And I really love that Appreciate AZ website. We'll make sure we link it in the show notes, too, so that people can click on it, because it's a wealth of information. If you're looking to learn more or to kind of brush up before you head out this summer, that's a great, great resource.
I agree. And the Office of Tourism also has an awesome social media presence.
Yes.
And
we do. We love our social people. We love, you know, sharing these beautiful images of Arizona. And we get so much engagement from our residents and our visitors who are on social. And it's just so much fun to see, and to see the questions and to see the comments and, you know, people tagging their friends about, oh, let's go here, or, oh, we were just there. And it's, I love that part of what we get to do.
And they can follow you guys on social at Visit Arizona.
Perfect.
Yep.
Visit Arizona.
And we'll make sure we link it up too. And then where can they find you at Leave No Trace, Andrew?
Yeah, the website for Leave No Trace is lnt.org. So a wealth of information there, in addition to the Appreciate AZ website. We're also on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Instagram, you can look at Leave No Trace Center for the latest and greatest from our stewardship world and what's going on there. One thing I just wanted to say about social media is that with this Appreciate AZ initiative, there's an opportunity ahead that the Arizona Office of Tourism is already planning for in such great ways to utilize social media as a positive for helping to get across the positive message of stewardship and how people can take action. You know, social media is clearly the dominant form of media. How people get media these days, technology in the outdoors, I think, is just the increase in the amount of technology in the outdoors has kind of backs that up. So this idea that social media is something that's going to help drive pro-social stewardship behaviors, as well as give these, you know, great images, aspirational places to visit. If we can encourage people to visit these wonderful areas in Arizona and spread that stewardship messaging at the same time, then we're doing a great job in reaching them in these small doses.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. And I think we all know that social media is a super, super powerful tool. One example that I thought of when you're talking about that was the super bloom of, was that 2019, 2018 maybe?
Yeah, I think it was 19.
A couple years ago? Yeah. There were just wildflowers bursting. I mean, all over California, all over Arizona. It was
amazing.
It was amazing. And one of the things that happened was a couple of places had to close down, not necessarily state parks, but some areas where people were, you know, getting those Instagram photos or getting those social media photos and actually affecting the flowers and the wildlife. And something that a lot of people don't know is if you're picking those flowers or you're trampling those flowers, they won't come back next year. And so that's like a really concrete example that it's easy to see how social media can hurt those areas. But we also used it that year as a way to educate people to save and protect those flowers so that in 2020, we also had a pretty good wildflower season. So yeah, I agree. Social media is a great tool to educate and to share that message. So make sure you're following tourism. Make sure you follow Leave No Trace. We're at AZ State Parks, and we'll drop all these links in the show notes as well.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you joining us today, Debbie and Andrew.
Thank you guys for the opportunity. Love it.
Yeah,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
You guys were great.
Have a great day.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
We just wanted to remind you to go ahead and rate and review us. Tell us what you thought.
And if you do, each month we'll pick a winner for a free parks pass or other really cool park swag.
Definitely. That sounds like fun. What else can they do, Neil?
Well, they can visit azstateparks.com and check out all the cool stuff on the website.
That sounds great. And don't forget to join the Facebook group at Explore AZ State Parks. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.